Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Granny Whale. An orca whale, who researchers have named Granny, apparently knew the importance of her role in the life of her grandbaby whale. The young whale's mother had recently died, and the orphaned whale was not yet old enough to thrive without protection and support. Granny, though in her 80s or older, came alongside to teach him what he needed to know to survive. Granny corralled some fish for the younger whale instead of consuming them herself, so he would not only have a meal, but would also learn what to eat and where to find the salmon he'd need to live. We, too, have the distinct honor and joy of passing on what we know. We can share about the wonderful works and character of God with those coming after us. In Psalm 71, the aging psalmist asks God to allow him to declare his power to the next generation. He earnestly wishes to share with others what he knows of God, his righteous deeds and saving acts that we need to flourish. Even if we don't have the gray hairs of old age, declaring how we've experienced the love and faithfulness of God can benefit someone on their journey with Him. Our willingness to share that wisdom might just be what that person needs to live and thrive in Christ, even in adversity. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 71, verses 15 through 24. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long, though I know not how to relate them all. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens, you who have done great things. Who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending us wisdom through those who've walked ahead of us. May we do the same for others, in your power and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.